We don't have time during the main part of the conference, but just to have a kind of a place during lunch where people can come in if they're in the building, and they can come in and learn some things about somebody's ministry. Paul, I first met Paul. He was working for a dispensational publishing house out of Taos. Were you living there? Okay. So he doesn't live where he ministers. I'll just tell you that right now. So he, rather than coming to God's country, he stays up in the frozen Wisconsin north. And maybe one day he'll, but his territory for developing the outreach of Friends of Israel includes Texas and what else?
Well,
you can tell him when you get the mic. But anyway, so I've known him a while. He's been doing this 3 or 4 years, and he's going to present the Friends of Israel ministry, which is very conservative, very biblically sound. You'll find articles by Randy Price and a number of other people that you know in that. And I don't know if you can say something about the event for pastors that's coming up in August. But Greg Allen and I and a couple of other pastors we know will be going to Philadelphia for Friends of Israel 3-day, 4-day course on evangelism to Jewish people. And I just found out that includes some field trips to Brooklyn, which is the promised land, according to most Jews, and to a couple of other really strong Jewish communities. So this was going to be a really stretching experience, I'm sure. Okay, so here's Paul.
How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. It's a wonderful honor to have this time and to be able to talk to you this afternoon. What a tremendous conference this has been, and how tied into our ministry with the Friends of Israel it is. It's just really incredible, and it's my delight to be with you. To be back here, this is my fourth time standing behind this pulpit. It's my second time at the Chafer Conference, and it's amazing how the Lord has worked in various ways to build the relationships with you folks, that I can look at a number of pastors here and know that I've been in your churches, and I know more and more people and feel more and more at home. So that is a great joy and privilege, and thank you so much for all that you have shown interest here in supporting the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I want to just talk to you about that for a few minutes and share a little bit about our ministry, share what we've been up to in the last year since I stood here at this conference, and give you some other resources, as Pastor Robbie was also mentioning, that you can look into. How many here are familiar with the Friends of Israel? Probably almost every hand I see. Thank you so much. We rejoice in that. It's really, I say this sincerely, my honor and privilege to represent this great and historic ministry. The Friends of Israel will turn 85 years old in December. And that's a very rare thing in the Christian world. Not just to continue that long, many organizations continue that long, but to be faithful, to be true, to be, in fact, perhaps more solid than the ministry has ever been, biblically of utmost significance. And we rejoice in that. We ask you to pray for the Friends of Israel. Please pray for our ministry. The sun never sets on the work of the Friends of Israel. So we have people in actively working in 15 countries. We have people around the world. Our mission, which we carry out through many different facets of ministry, is to proclaim the biblical truth about Israel, that God still has a future for Israel, that he will fulfill every promise he's ever given to his chosen nation, every prophecy he ever made. As he has been with Israel in her biblical past, so he is with them in the strategic present, and will be with them through the prophetic future. And we proclaim that biblical truth also with the point of sharing the truth about the Messiah of Israel, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do that through a number of means, and I'll share some of those with you. And also, a major aspect of all this is to bring physical comfort, physical help, especially to Jewish people, but always with the point of ultimately providing spiritual help, spiritual comfort, sharing the truth about the Messiah. Well, if you didn't catch my name, I am Paul Scharf. My wife Lynette is not with me on this trip, but this is my fourth trip to Texas. I'm based in Columbus, Wisconsin, and serving in the Midwest. But one of the joyous tasks I've been given on behalf of the Friends of Israel is to try to make inroads here in the state of Texas on behalf of our ministry. It's a state where we obviously have many who support us, many who are familiar with our ministry, many who share in our ministry, in fellowship together, but we don't have a church ministry's representative here. So it's been my delight to have these opportunities, and Lord willing, they will continue. So if there's a way that I can serve you and your church, your ministry, your home Bible study group, whatever idea you might have, please let me know for a future trip, a future time. I would be happy to talk with you about that, as I do intend to continue and to return here to Texas. And primarily so far I've been in Houston, also in the Dallas area. And when I say Houston, though, I have gone out from Houston to a couple of churches farther away, so let me know whatever thoughts or ideas you have. As a church ministry's representative, I'm out teaching and preaching about these and things that I've mentioned and the whole counsel of God, as Dr. Woods spoke about so eloquently yesterday. I spoke more than 170 times last year in 2022, and so we're in many different churches and in the Midwest and beyond as a church ministry's representative. The Friends of Israel has been well represented here this week. Perhaps you met Alyssa. Alyssa Ruddle is a brand new field ministries representative serving here in the Houston area. She has been here. She had to leave and go actually to another conference where she's going to have an exhibit this afternoon. But you might have seen her, met her, talked with her. She does a wonderful job, and she is going to be serving here full-time in the Houston area, reaching out to the very significant Jewish population here in Houston and sharing the ministry of the Friends of Israel. Another thing you may not know or realize is that Dr. Randall Price, as he stands before you, also represents the Friends of Israel. He is a valued board member for Friends of Israel. And so although he has not been saying lots about that, he wanted to be sure that you knew that as well here in this presentation. We do thank God for Dr. Price and his involvement in the ministry, and you'll see him writing on a regular basis in our magazine, Israel My Glory, which I'll mention in just a moment. Our website is foi.org, and you can find lots of free resources there, all kinds of information, much about our history, much about our ministries all around the world. Of course, since I stood before you last year at this conference, something that was very heavy on all of our hearts and minds at that time and continues to be is the events unfolding in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. And there has been just an overwhelming amount of news and information since that time, because we have had workers striving heroically in Ukraine to help many, many Jewish people to be able to leave and flee the country, and not only to flee and get to safety in Poland, but many of them to make Aliyah, to go back to Israel. And there's just been, as I've said, heroic efforts undertaken, not by me, but by our colleagues there, especially in Eastern Europe. And Dr. Jim Showers, our president, recently gave a report in an FOI email. I thought I'd just share a short part of that and perhaps whet your appetite to go back and look at much more and to stay involved in keeping up with this news among all the other news that we provide, especially perspectives on events in Israel. But Dr. Shower said that regarding Ukraine, our team has made more than 20 trips to war-torn Ukraine with more than 85 tons of humanitarian aid. This includes food, clothes, generators, medicine, and so much more. Our Eastern European team has provided more than 6,000 Ukrainians, both Jewish and Christian, with physical help for their most urgent needs. Helping with physical needs opens doors to minister to their spiritual needs. And so lots of people have had questions during the last year and been looking for information about Ukraine in general and about our involvement as the Friends of Israel specifically. And there's so much more, almost more than you'll be able to keep up with if you want to look at our website, our Facebook page, etc. And I invite you to do that. And of course, pray for our Jewish friends, our Christian brothers and sisters. They're still suffering in Ukraine and as a result of all of this. Well, our flagship resource that's been published now for more than 80 years is our magazine, Israel My Glory, that goes out every other month. And we invite you to sign up for a free subscription at our resource table. And I have on the screen the January-February issue of the magazine. And that is not obviously the most current. The most current deals with the book of Esther and Purim, which was marked yesterday on the calendar, the March-April issue. But in the January-February issue, I had an article that I was privileged to write called Facing Replacement Theology. You can find this online. We have a few copies on the table for you to pick up, and this might be of special interest to many of you here, as I was able to interview Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Jr., Charlie Dyer, James Fazio, and Woodrow Kroll, and get their various perspectives on how we should deal with the growing influence of replacement theology in the churches today. And we talked about that from a theological perspective, a historical perspective, a global perspective, a practical perspective. And I invite you to make use of that and share it as you can. Now, this slide relates to our radio program, which right here in this exact area, I don't think you get a signal for VCY America or for our radio program in general. I hope maybe that will change at some point. But in the meantime, you certainly can listen at foiradio.org and keep up with our weekly half-hour national radio program. My boss, Chris Katulka, is the host and Bible teacher, and it's a fast-moving half-hour of not only biblical teaching, but also news from Israel, interviews, and concluding normally with the life of Zvi Kalischer. And so I invite you to make use of that program. Another place you can hear the program, if you even want to keep up in one spot with our ministry, you can also hear the Friends of Israel Today on my page on sermonaudio.com. I post a variety of content there on a regular basis, and you can always find our news and updates, contact me, keep up with us, and we encourage you to make use of all of those resources. And that's the central location for our ministry within the Friends of Israel. Through Sermon Audio, we have an app. If you'd really like to keep up with us, use the Church One app from Sermon Audio and plug in my name, Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F. Now, this has been an incredible conference this week, and I know some of us may be getting, at some point, you kind of get all conferenced out, I know. But if you haven't had enough conferencing yet, I want to invite you, and you can do this from the comfort of your home, because the Friends of Israel has a very special event this Friday and Saturday, March 10 and 11, our annual Lookup Conference. It's all online. It's all free. It's a virtual Bible prophecy conference. And this year, I have the great privilege of presenting one of the messages. In fact, it's the final message that'll be shown live on, not presented live, but shown for the first time on Saturday night. It was recorded in our headquarters in January, but it will run this weekend, minus the sixth and final message on the question, why must there be a millennial kingdom? And we'd love to have you sign up and participate. It's all free. You can watch it as it runs, or you can watch it for 2 weeks afterward. And if you want to know a little bit more about that conference, I write a weekly column, and last week I took the opportunity to talk about the conference and about my experience participating in this for the first time. That was a real blessing. You can read that column or listen to it on my sermon audio page. You can also read it here on sharperiron.org. And one blessing the Lord has given me since I was here with you last year, raptureready.com has also begun running my articles, and they're running that article today about the Lookup Conference. So those resources are there for you. We hope you'll join in. Also, since I was here last year, Jimmy DeYoung Jr., who I mentioned before, has started running my materials at prophecytoday.com. That's a wonderful blessing also. Now, Pastor Robbie mentioned the opportunity he has this coming August to be part of a Friends of Israel event. Before I just mention specifically what he was talking about, let me say it's part of a series of new opportunities that the Friends of Israel has really given structure to these things, and they're also we're promoting them. We have a series of cards. There's a few of these left on our table, and you can pick these up, and it'll explain. This is sort of the general one that talks about a number of different opportunities that are available to people of various age groups and interests. And let me jump ahead to this one on the screen. It's called Origins, which stands for Our Resolve is Giving Israel Never-Ending Support. This is a trip to Israel, a 19-day trip for age 18 through 28. And the next trip is going June 14th through July 2nd, and there is a great need for three young men to step forward and fill the last spots. You can see the cost on the screen, which includes everything going from our headquarters in the greater Philadelphia area to Israel and back. And you can find all the details at foi.org/origins. And we invite you to learn about that and share that with someone who may be interested. Now, the Origins trip, as I said, it's part of a lineup of things that are available to you that I will say just a little bit more about here as we close. Let me share one other resource that is here for you, a brand new book by Chris Ketelka, who I mentioned, called Israel Always. It talks about Israel in the past, the present, the future. We're not selling those at our resource table, but I've been given the task of helping to promote that book, and maybe you have an idea of how we might do that. And that ties into these other issues that I'm talking about that I'll come back to in a moment, other ways for you to learn and to plug into the Friends of Israel. If you have an idea of how we can share news about this book, information, perhaps you're aware of somebody who does a popular podcast or something like that, please let me know if there's an idea that you have of how we could get the word out about Chris's new book, Israel Always. And that ties to what I'm showing on the next slide, which runs back to what Pastor Robbie was talking about. We have these opportunities that you can see on cards on our table. I've mentioned the Origins trip and the spots that are available. It all kind of begins here with FOI Equip, which is your opportunity to study the Bible for free online. And it's a variety of means of doing that. And among other things, we have regular classes that we offer. They're not for credit. They're simply a learning opportunity. I'll be teaching in FOI Equip for the first time this coming summer. And there's just a variety of different topics and resources. They'll all be available there for you for free. And you can go to foiequip.org. And again, if you go to our resource table and pick up some of the informational cards we have, you'll see how this ties to the potential for an online internship for an interested young person you may know. We talked about the Origins trip. Pastor Robbie was talking about the Encounter trip that he's going on, which is a very short-term ministry opportunity to learn about the Jewish people and culture and customs. And he's actually going to be part of the Shepherds Encounter group in August. There's also an Encounter group for those high school age and up who can go and follow a similar path and learn about ministering to Jewish people. And so it's really been a joy to see these different methods of outreach here to and opportunities for especially young people that we're offering that have taken on greater structure, and we're giving them greater notoriety and sharing them with people as I'm doing here today, and that's been a real blessing. And we want you to take this information back and share it with those that you know who may be interested. Of course, everything that we do is built and based on the fact that we began with the concept God has a future for Israel. He will fulfill the covenant promises that he made to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. If you follow my writings, my material on sermon audio, I write and speak on these issues on a regular basis. And if I can be, again, of help to you, I'd love to speak with you about that. If you're in the area for a while and you're looking for a place to go and you want to know more about or see more about the Friends of Israel, let me just invite you this Sunday. I'll be speaking at Sugar Land Bible Church. Have the honor of doing that for Dr. Andy Woods. And so we'll have 2 hours on Sunday morning and a full display for Friends of Israel. Alyssa will be there, Lord willing, as well to help. And we invite you there and to come and participate in our ministry at that time, if that's something that would be of interest to you. All these things tie together in my weekly email. And I mentioned the sign-up sheet on our display table where you can sign up to receive a free subscription to the magazine. And if you sign up and provide your email and your consent, you'll also be on our email list. And we'd love to have you do that because we really believe that's the best way to stay connected and to remain engaged with you on a long-term basis and for you to get all of our information. So please do that if you're interested before the conference is over. And if you don't do anything else, would you please do this? Would you please pray for us? Pick up our prayer card and place it in a way in an area where you'll see it. And please pray for us, and please pray for the Friends of Israel. It's really a joy and honor to be back with you and to have this time and this opportunity to talk with you. And it has been a tremendous conference here together. And again, I just hope that you're having as great of an experience here as I am. And praise the Lord for that. And God bless you. Thank you so much.